Chris Lytle here to talk about an idea that the very best sales trainers and authors know, but can't seem to get across to salespeople. Maybe it's because salespeople don't read sales books anymore or go to sales training seminars, so everything is a secret of success to them. Maybe all you have time for is a quick whiteboard. So here goes. I wrote The Accidental Salesperson, How to Take Control of Your Sales Career and Earn the Respect and Income You Deserve. But the working title of the book was this, How to Keep the Sale Open Long Enough to Get It Closed. As you know, it often takes more than one meeting to get a deal done. Like the time Michael was working for me and was trying to sell the online training course I'd developed. One day he got in his car and headed out for a meeting. He drove from Madison, Wisconsin, all the way to Stevens Point and back, a 225-mile sales call. Well, when he got back to headquarters, I asked him to come into my office so we could debrief. How did it go up there, Michael? It was a great meeting, he averred. Well, then you must have a signed contract in your briefcase. Let's see it. But there was no signed contract. It was a first meeting, he said. He likes the idea of online sales training, and he plans to buy as soon as he gets 12 more salespeople hired. What's the next step, Michael? I asked. I always ask, what's the next step? And if you're a sales manager, you need to be asking, what's the next step? Until you're blue in the face, because that's about the time your salespeople will start asking it of themselves. Michael's answer? He wants me to call him in the spring. It's October, Michael, and spring is 6 months away. Do you have an interim step? Nope. Spring is 92 days long. Is there a certain date in the spring he wants you to call? Nope. Then it wasn't a great meeting. Neil Rackham wrote Spin Selling, the best book ever written about selling. Here's how Rackham defines sales success. You either get an order or you get an advance. He defines failure as getting a continuation or a no. Call me in the spring is a continuation. I'm interested. Let's circle back on this after the new year is a continuation. Here's how Rackham defines an advance. When an event takes place, either in the call or after it, that moves the sale forward toward a decision. And Neil has one more idea about why thinking in terms of advances is so important. Salespeople who consistently aim for advances rather than continuations are often described by their managers as good closers. In fact, their success comes from how they set call objectives rather than from how they close. That means you need a pre-meeting plan or objective for every meeting. Here are the three pre-call planning questions I suggest you answer before you wander into someone's office. One, if this meeting is successful, what will happen? Two, what am I going to ask the person I'm meeting with to do? Three, what is my fallback position or ask if they don't agree to do what I'm asking first? The best title of any sales book ever written is this one. Look at the cover. If you don't have a plan, stay in the car. You don't even need to read the book. The title gives you critical sales advice. But if you do crack the book, you'll read these words from Mac Hannon. If you don't have an objective to close on, then you're not selling, you're visiting. One book I'm recommending now is Mike Weinberg's New Sales Simplified. Mike agrees with me, Neil Rackham, and Mac Hannon. I don't care how well you did on a sales call. If they gave you a standing ovation at the end of your presentation and tell you, you are the best salesperson I've ever seen, if you leave that meeting without getting them to agree to a next step, you failed. Real prospects engage. They put you on their calendars for a next step. Information seekers make you chase them around. They don't engage. The next time someone tells you they're interested, call me in the spring or call me next Tuesday. Ask this question. Are you willing to work with me on a calendar basis? Get the next step planned and on both of your calendars. Now that's a great meeting. That's not visiting. It's real selling.